When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
720 WGN. Ted Rossman is a senior industry analyst for Bankrate.com. I always love having you on, Ted, because you know how people spend their money and how they waste their money and what gets them into debt. And from what I read, people are willing to go into debt for a summer vacation.
That's right. Yes, we found that more than a third of summer travelers are likely to go into debt as a result. I don't want to tell people they can't have any fun, but you know, I am worried about the high cost of credit card debt. The fact that Americans already have record high credit card debt balances, and the average interest rate is a near record 20.71%. I want you to have fun this summer, but I hope you don't go into credit card debt as a result.
Meaning you're going to put the whole trip on your credit card and you're going to end up paying interest on it, and that trip's going to cost you a lot more than what you anticipated.
That's the worry, yeah. I think there are some fixes, though. I mean, one would be to just set a good budget, get your vacation fund together ahead of time. So maybe set money aside from every paycheck. You can do this throughout the year, and there's your entertainment fund, so you're not going into debt. Or use rewards points and miles. A lot of people are sitting on credit card points, frequent flyer miles, hotel points, unused gift cards, and travel vouchers. I mean, there's a lot of real stores of value there. Another idea would be to kind of zig when others zag. So travel in the off season or the shoulder season, and that means different things for different destinations, or fly midweek instead of on the weekend, drive instead of fly. There are things you can do to have fun on a budget.
So 53% of Americans are planning a summer vacation in the next couple weeks throughout the summer. And of those who plan to travel this summer, one in three are willing to put the entire trip or at least a portion of it on their credit card.
That's right. And the worry there is that a lot of people already have credit card debt. 44% of cardholders already carry debt from month to month. The average amount is over $6,300, according to TransUnion, and that average interest rate is north of 20%. So I think all of this can really add up, and no shame, you know, if you have credit card debt, a lot of people do. It's often for very practical reasons, but I would urge people not to add to it with vacation costs. Another idea, besides what we've already mentioned, would be a staycation. I mean, there are a ton of great things to do in the Chicago area. Play tourist in your local area. If worse comes to worse, you know, that's a good money-saving vacation tactic that can still give you some time off to relax and recharge and be with the family.
Yeah, and there's so many things that are undiscovered within 100 miles of your home. Most people, you know, dream of an exotic place, or they want to go to Disney or some big vacation for the kids, when there's so much that could be discovered in and around Chicago and Indiana and Wisconsin and get by much cheaper. And when you say the credit card interest rate is north of 20%, my gosh, in some instances, it's 27, 28, 29%.
Yeah, I've even seen some cards lately crossing that 30% threshold, which used to be, if not a legal standard, at least kind of a psychological one. But, you know, we found dozens of store credit cards in particular over 20%. There's also that whole new buy now, pay later craze, which is actually pushing deeper into travel and other services. Companies like Affirm and Klarna and Afterpay. There's actually one specifically targeted at travel called Uplift. I think you need to be careful here. Klarna actually came out with a new card last week that for some people has an APR over 30%. So I think sometimes the installments feel a little cheaper than they actually are. But that's where setting a budget ahead of time, saving money ahead of time, using rewards points and miles, I think those are all better alternatives than putting it on a card and worrying about it later.
And for those people who want to transfer their debt off of one credit card to perhaps a 0% APR for 18 months, they need to be cautioned that that comes with a fee, right?
It does. There's usually a balance transfer fee of 3 to 5%. I still think those cards can be an amazing deal if you're disciplined about paying the money back. cards like the Wells Fargo Reflect, the Citi Simplicity, and the U.S. Bank Visa Platinum will give you up to 21 months interest-free on balance transfers. So you move your existing high-cost debt over. I would vote for not adding any new purchases. Just divide what you owe by the number of months in that 0% term. Try to stick to a level payment plan. I think that gives you the best odds for success.
So even if you have $30,000 in credit card debt, they're going to charge you 5%, which is about $1,500. You're still going to be ahead of the game because you're not paying that interest monthly?
As long as you can pay it down completely or at least mostly within the allotted time. Now, that would be a really high amount of credit card debt. The average is more like $6,000. So, you know, if you have five figures in credit card debt, you may have trouble qualifying for a balance transfer large enough to move that whole amount. What I would suggest if you have a lot of debt, especially if it's more than like $6,000 or so, maybe go to a reputable nonprofit credit counselor. This is also a good tip if you have a lower credit score, because you typically need good credit to get the best balance transfers. But groups like Money Management International and GreenPath, they can help people, you know, especially those with lower credit scores and a lot of debt. They can probably negotiate something like a 7 or 8% rate over 4 or 5 years. It's not zero, but it's a longer term, and they'll give you a good helping hand along the way.
Okay, so back to putting summer vacations on your credit card. Is there any specific demographic that does this more so than others?
Millennials stand out, although only by a little bit. 30% of millennial travelers are likely to take on credit card debt, compared with about 25% in other age groups. You know where we really saw a difference was a different recent study. We asked about a broader set of discretionary expenses. So not just travel, but also dining and concerts and theater and sports and things like that. In that study, more than half of millennials and Gen Zers are willing to take on debt this year for some of those things. That compared with only 30% of Gen X and only 25% of boomers. So it does tend to be something that people under 40 are more likely to take on debt for these kind of experiences.
And people who live in a city or near a city are more likely to take on that debt as well, right?
They are a little bit. You know, I think that probably has to do with the higher cost of living in a lot of cities, because, again, this is all related. I mean, even if you're not directly putting, let's say, your rent on a credit card, if your rent is up, then there's less money to go around for other things. Or, you know, maybe it's groceries, or just so many things are more expensive these days. So I do view this as all very interrelated, that, you know, one way or another, a lot of people have been racking up a lot of debt, and no shame. I think a lot of people are working hard and doing what they can do to make it all work. But that's where a balance transfer card can really help you out, give you some good runway to hopefully pay this down at the lowest possible cost, and also just being as thoughtful as you can about expenses and, you know, still having fun, but, you know, maybe trimming back a little bit or taking on a side hustle. I mean, it doesn't have to be forever, but any additional money you can drum up could offset some of these vacation costs or help with debt relief.
And this study and all of those numbers are posted at bankrate.com.
It is, yeah. We have more on this study and other personal finance advice, whether it's picking the right credit card or getting out of debt or saving or investing. Yeah, more at bankrate.com.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ted.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Ted Rossman is a senior industry analyst for bankrate.com. Coming up, Kevin's got details about the Bears and a potential new stadium. That's within Lawrence News next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.